98.1 Minnesota's new country. There is Morgan Wallen. Thought you should know. It is 7:01. Paul and Kelly in the morning. And Coach Joe Ekster is in the studio from our St. Cloud Norseman. How are you?
Oh, doing well. It's been a few weeks since I've seen you two. And if I need a pick-me-up in the morning, no two better people to do it, have it from than you guys.
This is the place. We
absolutely,
love you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Some of you guys have been in the NAHL Showcase.
Yeah, we got three players out there. We got Beck Ledan, the goaltender, Sammy Crane, a forward, and Sammy Missick, a forward. And all three of them in the multiple games that they played out there represented the Norsemen well, represented themselves well, and made a good impression on all the college scouts that are out there.
I was going to say, like, part of this is highlighting their hockey abilities, right? They're college eligible.
It's an interesting way to format. Like, you could look from the outside world, oh, it's an all-star game, it's going to be light, just coasting around, making skill plays, but it actually is more of an intense, physical game of hockey like you see every Friday or Saturday night at the MAC. And because why? Guys are trying to earn an opportunity at the college of their choice or the college of their dreams, and they got a lot of eyes on them. So it's a physical event, it's a highly skilled event, and it's excellent hockey that demonstrates how good our league is.
Very good. So, and you guys had success out there. I saw Beck pitched a shutout basically when he was in net, right?
Beck played his game. He's a goaltender, so they had to choose whether they wanted to split the games or play the whole games. Credit to Beck. He stepped up. He said, I want to play the whole game. Played the whole game. Put the goose egg up on the board, which was nice for him. That was him. Sammy was on his team. Sammy Crane. We got two Sammys out there. He did an excellent job. Drove the net hard in the first game. Created a goal in a low-scoring affair. I think it was 2-0, maybe 3-0. He helped them there. And then Sammy Missick had a goal and an assist going against the U17/U18 for the U.S. team. So we're seeing the Olympics that are playing it out. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys on that U.S. Olympic team play at the U.S. program. And our league had two younger teams made up, and they played that program twice, and they won both games.
Wow, amazing.
That's pretty cool right there.
All right, so what's coming up this week?
Oh, this week we got home and home with the Austin Bruins. 7 o'clock we're home at the MAC. It's Magnified Financial Night. First 100 guests into the building, get a mini stick.
Ooh.
What's better than that? Kids, get there early, ruin your house when you get home. And while you're there, make sure you visit the Magnified table, because they'll have a lot of great financial advice and banking advice as well.
All right. So, and I know it's a tough task. I think the Bruins right now are in first place the Central Division. And you played the second place team over the weekend, Bismarck. Although I saw some maybe unfamiliar names to myself, just kind of looking through the chart for scoring. Riley Fast got things going. Rodriguez, Crane, and Mysek also had things for you.
So the two Sammys scored. We got some new guys in town. Obviously, trade deadline just passed, and you always switch the what you're getting out of everything. We got some good, fresh, young blood in onto the team, which is exciting for all of us. For this year, we're pushing right down to the final buzzers. So they tell us they can't play anymore. That we can't play anymore, and also going forward down the road. We've got some new bodies in the building and promising future for all of us.
Very good. All right, so we got that, Coach. 2 months left in the season. What do you want to see from your guys as the season progresses?
You got to finish the race, right? You just got to stay on it, and the guys done a good job of that, whether it's in practice or during the games on Friday and Saturday night. Show up every day, put your best effort forward, and you're always like who you are as a player is on video every single day,
that's
what you're leaving behind. So that's what you're leaving behind for yourself, for our team. And our guys are bought in. They're going to finish the race the right way. And it's not every step of the race is going to go the way that you want, but as long as you're putting everything into it, you're going to come out leaving the impression that you want to leave. And I got complete confidence we'll continue to do that.
So the game's going to be at home this week then?
Friday night's at home, 7 o'clock, Magnified Financial Night. Get out there, first 100 into the building, get a free mini stick.
Super.
That's our gift.
Little home and home. And we want to send you to the game. We'll be playing for tickets with Connect Four coming up at 7:15 for that opportunity. Coach, I want to say thank you for the time today, stopping in, talking about the players. And then next week you get another home and home, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll be home and homes for a bit going forward here.
All right. Looking forward to having you back in studio on a regular basis, Coach. Have yourself a great rest of your day today, okay?
Absolutely. We'll have player guests coming up. Everybody's been out of town, but we'll definitely have a player guest for you next time.
Go, Norseman!
Dierks Bentley on the way. It's Justin Moore right now. Time's ticking. It's 98.1.
Minnesota.